Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In Genesis 22, verse 2, God had a surprise test for Abraham. Quote, he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." Our last study concluded with the question, if Isaac was going to die, what would happen to the Lord's promise to Abraham? Wasn't it based on Isaac? Remember, Abraham had waited 25 years until finally his son was born. At this point, Isaac is in the vigor of young manhood, a suitable heir to the covenant Jehovah had made with his father. Recall that his name means laughter. "For," said Sarah, "God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me." Genesis 21:6. But nobody's laughing now. Yet here we see the remarkable faith of Abraham. Let me ask again the question. Wasn't the promise to make Abraham the father of many nations based on Isaac continuing to live and himself bearing children? The man who would also be called the father of all who believe, Romans 4:11, responded with a resounding no. The promise was based on God himself. And said Abraham, God will keep his word, however bleak it looks at the moment. In fact, the Bible records an explanation 2,000 years later in Hebrews 11:19 that Abraham was willing to obey the Lord in offering his son, quote, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, end quote. Yes, long before people even had the Bible that told of the hope of resurrection, this man believed that the only worthwhile life must be based on trusting God in every circumstance, because he always proves himself faithful. I hope you believe this too, because without such faith, it is impossible to please the Lord.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.